Section 3, the visual system. Light that enters the eye gets transduced into neural signals in the retina. Retinal ganglion cells project to the subquartal lateral geniculate nucleus, also known as LGN, of the thalamus, and these in turn project to the primary visual cortex, also known as the striate cortex, or V1, in the occipital lobe in the posterior brain. Along the way to the cortex, the visual signal has already been pre-processed to accentuate features important for finding and segmenting objects. The LGN and V1 are nonetheless often thought of as low-level visual regions, as they contain neurons sensitive to fundamental image characteristics, such as contrast, spatial frequency, which refers to overall global changes versus details and edges, colour, and orientation of visual stimuli in confined parts of the visual field. In Figure 1, this is outlined. Figure 1 shows a simplified schematic of the hierarchical view of vision based on studies in humans and animals. There are three levels to the hierarchy, and a word visually presented is believed to go through all three levels. The diagram gives an example with the word owl. In the first level, named the low level, features such as contrast, spatial frequency, colour, and orientation are covered. The second level is the mid-level, which covers more complex features, including textures, simple combinations, for example a random string of letters, and 3D depth cues. Finally, the top level, named high level, covers more complex parameters, such as invariance and complex combination. Invariance refers to the fact that the core concept remains the same, despite differing methods of presentation. In the diagram, it shows owl as a drawing and a word changing the font. Despite these differences in presentation, the core concept, i.e. an owl, does not vary, hence the name invariance. An example of a complex combination would be only showing the letters W and L. This level of processing would infer that it's an owl being referenced. Words likely share low and mid-level features with various objects. Words and other object classes may, however, recruit specialised high-level visual features as they are not necessarily characteristic of all object types, and this might need to be learned through experience. Visual cortical regions are roughly separated into the dorsal and ventral visual streams. Each stream receives neural signals mainly from V1, but the ventral stream proceeds to the temporal cortex, while the dorsal stream progresses towards the parietal cortex. The dorsal visual stream is sensitive to the location of objects and is thought to support interaction with objects in our surroundings, such as looking at them, reaching for them, and grasping or throwing them. It is therefore often described as the where or how pathway. While the dorsal stream almost surely plays a role in reading, it is not the topic of this review. The ventral visual stream, often referred to as the what pathway, supports object identification and discrimination. The ventral stream solves the hard problem of high-level vision. We need to recognize countless objects, and the same object can appear to us in an almost infinite number of ways, projecting completely different images onto the retina of our eyes. The ventral stream is typically considered to be hierarchical, consisting of a number of different stages which form increasingly abstract visual representation as one goes further anterior along this pathway, although reoccurrence surely also plays a role. In the human visual system, the stream originates in V1 and goes through several other retinotopically organised cortical regions, including V2, V3 and V4. And extends to the ventral temporal cortex, an anatomical region that includes the fusiform gyrus, also named the lateral occipital temporal gyrus, the parahippocampal gyrus, and the bounding sulci, including the occipital temporal sulcus. The ventral temporal cortex is the home of several high-level visual regions, as shown in Figure 2, that process the visual properties of objects and serve visual perception and recognition. Among these are character-selective regions that tend to respond more vigorously to visually presented text compared to images of different types of objects. The topographical organisation of the high-level visual ventral stream is shown in Figure 2. Regions are defined by contrasting the activity evoked by a category with activity evoked by other stimuli. Using this methodology, it was concluded that place-selective regions are those in more medial areas of the brain, face-selective regions in a slightly more lateral and posterior position, and character-sensitive regions, with characters referring to things like letters, in a more lateral position within the ventral visual stream. Finally, objects compared to scrambled objects, with scrambled objects being those that shared low-level visual properties of objects, are processed in the posterior of the high-level ventral visual stream. Visual words, just like all other visual objects, go through extensive processing along this cortical hierarchy, and high-level regions of the ventral visual stream are important for visual word recognition. Damage to the left fusiform gyrus and adjacent tissue can give rise to severe reading problems, such as reading problems can be transitively induced when parts of the left fusiform gyrus and the adjoining inferior temporal gyrus are deactivated. These problems are quite specific, as several other functions such as spontaneous speech, auditory comprehension, and writing are spared by stimulation of several of the implanted electrodes. The neuronal recycling hypothesis supposes that because of experience of reading, these regions are recycled for the purpose of recognizing written words. The recycling hypothesis furthermore assumes that such cortical plasticity is constricted by the evolutionary history of the cortex. In other words, these regions are selected for recycling because visual word recognition demands certain neural characteristics that these cortical areas happen to have. The character-selective cortical region that has gained the greatest attention is the visual word form area, also known as the VWFA, which has been the focus of several studies on developmental dyslexia.